was a terrible album to record, in that with 3 weeks to go, we only had 3 tracks done, and we didn't like them. Everything we'd done seemed to be failing, and we just prayed, and we called upon, we have about 200 committed prayer supporters who pray for us in real time of need, mostly old ladies who spend a long, long time praying, and that is their ministry. And we call upon those people to pray, and God just blessed the album. Initially, the first thing that happened was we received a tape of an evangelist, somebody sent it in the post, called Duncan Campbell, who was at the heart of the Scottish Hebridean revival, and the amazing story of that move of God's Spirit in the Hebridean Islands. When we heard this tape, we got excited. We put a track down and sampled this evangelist talking about this amazing move of God. And it was, that was the kind of spark that set us, got us inspired. And tracks for the next 3 weeks were just flying off. And against all the way we'd spent 3 months and got 3 tracks done and got nowhere, in three weeks we finished the album, and we just felt it was God that had done it through prayer. And we've been experimenting with jungle music, you know, jungle dance music. There's we'll do a track called We Talk to the Lord, that is a sort of jazz rap track about prayer. We'll do a new one called Revolution, which is all about Jesus' revolutionary army, that we're not meant to be boring pew warmers, we're meant to be out there doing things.